Welcome to Tipsy Friday Podcast.
Welcome back to Tipsy Friday Podcast, a Filipino podcast that showcases streetwise approach of Filipinos on the challenges and difficulties that they encounter on their daily lives. So what are you waiting for? Grab your favorite brandy, whiskey, or ice cold beer, and let's begin.
Happy here and I'm proud to announce that we have partnered with Ambidexter, a digital content marketing company that offers marketing services such as graphic design, content writing, media relations, and many more. You can check them out on their social media accounts, website, or send them an email for more information. Links are in the description of this episode. Welcome back to Tipsy Friday Podcast. This is episode 24 and I will be sharing a little bit about street smart confidence level that you need in selling. So if you're doing a sideline gig to keep your bills up to date, or you are new and exploring the world of sales, then this episode is just right for you. One thing I've noticed about all successful closer salespeople is how confident they are when having face-to-face conversations with their prospects or customers. I should say that being confident is one of the major keys for you to be able to close that deal. But the question is, how to develop a street smart level of confidence when you don't have it? The closest answer to that question is, make a simple sales strategy. And the good news is there are steps to develop it and you need not to be a super intelligent para magawa mo ito. First, a day or more than an hour bago ka magbenta, ilista mo muna lahat ng benefits that your product will have for your customer. So after identifying those benefits, kunin mo lang dun yung top 2 benefits and create a set of statements each that you can share to your customers about how your products will have a positive effect on their lives. Hindi mo kailangan mag-overthink about these statements. So, simplihan mo lang. I'll give you an example. I myself are selling 550 grams per pack of marinated chicken parts. When a customer asks me about the benefit of a marinated chicken, it is that marinated chickens are tender and juicier. So when it comes to cooking, it saves you a lot of time and much easier to cook. At least you can do other things that you want rather than taking a lot of your time preparing, cooking, and serving dinner for your kids. Ang dahilan naman kung bakit dalawang benefits and positive effects lang is that you don't want to bore your customers with everything about your product. You don't want to be a pushy salesperson. So just in case your product has more than one or two specs, then wait for a proper time to spill it to your customer. Second step, practice your simple sales pitch in front of the mirror. I've been a salesperson for more than 10 years and I always do practice my spiels in front of the mirror. For me, it's important to know how I looked in front of my customers. So just by doing it, alam mo na kung you are confident enough. So imagine that you are the person in the mirror and on the other side is your customer. So ask yourself, bibili ba ako sa taong ito? The answer should always be a big yes. Now, kailangan mo mag-practice every day or a reasonable amount of time na gawin ito. It develops self-awareness and improves your sense of connection to the person you're looking at. It removes fear of speaking and welcomes the spirit of confidence to make you a better salesperson. Third step, fake it until you make it. This quote suggests that by imitating confidence, competence, and an optimistic mindset, a person can realize those qualities in their real life. So example, if you are not brave enough to face your customer, act as if you are, and your feelings will follow. So kung nahihiya ka, act as if makapal ang mukha mo, and you have to project confidence even if you are new at something. So remember, you are doing it to earn, to support your family, so fake it until you make it. Lastly, visualize. So before sleeping or before you go to work or onto a sales meeting, you have to be positive. So you have to dream, ano ba ang itsura ng pagiging successful for you? So you have to visualize that you are confident, you are in charge, and you are successful. Mga tol, it's not an overnight transition. It might take days, weeks, or months, but the thing is, once you step forward You are moving away from your old self. Mas nag-i-improve ka. Mas nade-develop ang pagiging confident mo. And I hope this episode helped you a lot. So if yes, please don't forget to follow us here on Spotify or leave a review in the Apple Podcast. For my last note, I want to share a simple quote about my friend who is very much successful in selling. Sinabi niya sa akin, sipagan mo lang at tiwala sa sarili. Malaki-laki ang kikitain mo dito sa sales. That is for now and see you on the next episode of Tipsy Friday Podcast. Cheers! Mm-hmm.